Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here again another week. And it's going to be a today we're going to be talking about staging your home. So it's going to be a fun show. And you get me today, just me, myself, and I. I'm going to be talking about staging your home to sell and some other tips, too. We'll talk about some open house tips, what the do's and don'ts of staging. Can you write off any of your expenses? So we'll have fun. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-945-5428. And it's already fall, and on the islands it's always nice and warm. Other parts of the country depends on where you are. I hope you're enjoying this time of year. And for those of you, I don't know, this is the day after the vice presidential debates, 2016. And for those of you that watched them last night, I wonder what you thought. I thought they were pretty good. I guess this Sunday is going to be a little bit crazy. We get a little bit more slugging and slinging, it seems, with the presidential debates. It's just such a different world to me. I guess I'm more old school. With when I grew up, we didn't see the politicians acting like this. It just was improper. Not that things didn't go on behind closed doors. It just wasn't the proper way to do things. So today we're going to talk about staging your home to sell and it's going to lead into that, because the way that you stage your home and sell your home are two different things. And just like you know, when you go out and you're dressed a certain way for certain occasions, selling your home is no different. You have to kind of stage it and set it up for that. I have to say, last night, my hats off to Mike Pence for calmly speaking about his love for God and his commitment and honoring God and honoring certain things that he believes are right. I really, that meant a lot to me to watch that. Really important, because we all need to be who we are and be honest about who we are and not be fearful of who we are. And that was really special. I hope we do bring God back into the schools and into lives and homes, etc., because it's so... Without God, what do we have? And I'm not, you know, that's the fun thing about doing my own show. I can say what I want to say. I'm not saying anything to hurt anybody's feelings or to dispute anything, but it is nice to be able to be me and say what I believe. And but I thought that was just absolutely wonderful last night. So without further ado, we're going to take a quick break and then get into tips on staging your home, things to do and not to do. Be right back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of my class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
Yes, we are back. John Maxwell is such an awesome person and great teacher, mentor, etc. It's true. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. Why reinvent the wheel on everything? You can read and read and learn about anything you want to learn about. Today's so much fun with Googling and whatever search engine you pick up. So much information's at our fingertips. And colleges, internet, learning, it's just so wild. You can go to school just straight at home. You don't have to drive anymore, depending on what you're taking. But a lot is right online. So we're going to dig in to staging your home to sell. And the most important thing you can do when you're preparing your home for sale is to get rid of the clutter. And like I was mentioned before the break, before the commercial, the way we live in a house and the way we sell it are two different things. So, think about it. You want to sell your house as fast as you can. People like different things than you do. It's so important to make your house available on a moment's notice. I can't tell you how many sales do not happen because the home isn't ready. Sometimes the agents aren't calling people back. I see that happen a lot, which is really frustrating to me. Or people say, I'm sorry, I can't show it now. I can't show it till tomorrow. I can't show it till tonight. Can't show it till 4 hours later. We would hope people would be able to schedule appointments ahead of time, but it just doesn't always happen, and it's not a perfect world. Buyers may call and say, I want to see that house now, or I can only get away from work now. And so it's super, super important for you to make your house available to be able to show it on a moment's notice. Of course, safety is an issue. You don't want to, if someone just knocks on your door and says, may I please see your home, it's better to find out their information first, make sure they're safe before you let them in. So, clutter. We all have clutter. Well, maybe some of you listening don't have clutter, but it's really important to get rid of your clutter. First, clean out the closets. Throw away anything that you are not keeping, anything that's not going with you. Now, you may be, maybe it's an investment property and you don't live there, so some of this won't apply to you, but a lot of it will. So get rid of whatever you're not keeping. Get your children involved. If you have children, you can make a game out of it. You can bribe them, basically. You'll give them this when the house sells or somehow, because you want to get everybody involved in your family so that everybody's prepared to pick up things really quick, get the house, ready so that, like I said, when you live in a house and you sell it, two different things, but you still need to live in it while you're selling it, right? So get your children, get everybody involved so that they know the routine. Oh, the house is getting shown. Clear off the counters. They put away the dishes right now in the dishwasher if you're in the middle of eating. Get everything out of the way. Stage it. Put all the lights on and let the house be shown. So get everybody involved. But people, closets, clutter is just the worst thing, and paper's really bad. So go ahead and start packing whatever you don't need to use, like, all the time. So if the items that you are taking, it's better that you're going to take with you and not throw away, pack. Go ahead and pack and just get rid of all that. How does your garage look? In the garage, start getting rid of whatever can be thrown away and pack whatever can't. So closets are important. Storage is important. People, when they come in to look at a property, many people buying for themselves. Of course, investment properties are a little bit different. We're going to get to staging and decorating too with this. So if you're in it, it's worth listening in to if you're buying investment properties and selling them because you want to make it look so when people walk in, you want them to want to buy. People also, when they walk in, need to be able to place their own furniture. I've seen people not buy a property because their bedroom furniture doesn't fit or their dining room furniture doesn't fit. And most of the time I'd be thinking, well, why not just sell your furniture and get new furniture? But not everybody wants to do that. So it's really good to be able to place the furniture. So you're going to want to kind of get rid of too much furniture. Sometimes people have too much furniture and it makes the place look cluttered. So you want to pull out whatever's too much. First step, of course, clear out the closets. Throw away anything you're not keeping. Give it away. Give it to Goodwill, church, you know, neighbor, whoever, you know. Usually one person's junk is someone else's treasure, right? So I'm not meaning to call anything junk, but we don't always need to take everything or we've outgrown things. Have a yard sale. But that's the first thing, is to get declutter completely. It just makes your house look a lot bigger too, you know. Don't, some pieces of furniture that you have that maybe need to be repainted or refurbished, if they look, if you could see that as a piece that would look good in the staging part of this, keep it. You could, you know, sand it, put paint on it, do things. If it's something that could be a cute piece, because you'll see when we're going through this, I'm talking about staging, sometimes mixing and matching pieces look good. So there could be pieces that you have that you don't want to throw away because they're not clutter, but they could still look good. So just kind of look at everything you have and make a decision. There's people that do this for a living, you know, as far as actually doing nothing but staging homes. Real estate agents and brokers usually learn about it too. Some do it, some don't. You know, we've had years and years of experience, and it's there's a lot of shows today you watch on, and you can watch on different getting different items as well. But I always like to cover as much as we can in our little bit of time together every week. So get the clutter now. Clean your house, needs to be as spotless as possible. And that's another thing, when you're living in the house trying to pick everything up, you may not be able to every day scrub everything. So it's really important to make sure all the items are out of the way. And if you have children, that they know, you know, get the shoes away, get bags away, whatever is out, you know, make it look decluttered. Cleaning's very, very important. Bathrooms are a biggie. You know, you want to make sure you don't have mold or everything's caulked well. Sometimes there'll be seams, and it starts to get moldy looking or dirty in there. You want to make sure that that's really, really clean. You can use bleach and water and spray that on. You should be able to get a lot of that. A lot of that can disappear. Coats of paint. Paint. If you're going to paint, it doesn't hurt to paint. You don't have to paint everything. You can always give a credit. And if you're going to paint, it's better to stay neutral, not put a lot of bright colors in the room, because, again, you're selling it. You're not the ones that are going to be living in it later. It's the buyers, so they need to be able to picture everything. We'll get into colors a little bit later that you can do. Shower doors, you know, you can really, instead of having to clean them, there's so many ways to you want to clean it, but instead of having to replace it, you can use steel wool usually, or in muriatic acid. There's just different. You may talk to somebody at Home Depot or a hardware store and ask them what works best. But there's just so many ways to reuse without having to throw away, for example, your shower doors and things like that. Did you realize that you can actually paint tile in a bathroom? So many people, you know, over the years just end up ripping out their tile, replacing it. Sometimes they'll replace it with just a one shower tub unit. Tile usually looks better than the one shower tub unit if you already have it. If you don't have it, of course, there's no need to spend the money for it. But do you know you could actually paint it? So, again, talk to hardware store, Home Depot. These are things, if you're doing them yourself, of course, the contractor's already going to be used to it. But to save money and tips and just get things to really shine and look great, you can actually coat the tiles with a high adhesion primer. And then you can brush on, after that, if it's dried, you can brush on a special ceramic epoxy covering. So, of course, you have to, so you don't have to actually go out there and have a new tile. That's a great tip. I don't know. So you want to go through kitchen cabinets. You could stain them instead of replacing them. Hardware is very inexpensive to buy. I mentioned Home Depot because they seem to have Home Depot and Lowe's seems to have everything. and it makes it easy. But on your kitchen cabinet doors, you can buy hardware. And, you know, whether it's round or chrome or different, there's so many different styles. Doing stuff like that, staining it, could just paint your cabinets depending on what they – and I would stick with neutral. Put the hardware on. There's so many ways to do that. You want to always fill all the hardware holes. It's just a trick to reuse in the existing ones, too. It's like you can take old kitchen hardware, put in the new ones, or you can also fill in the holes and not put any hardware on there. It just depends on what's going to look better. There's a tip, they say, if you put a toothpick in glue, and then you can place it in the hole on your cabinet, on your kitchen cabinet, and then cut off the piece, and then you'll be able to put in the new hardware if you want to use it. That's because you don't want to make more holes, you know, just like with your pictures and paintings and things like that. I would take off some of your paintings, not put more. If you are going to want to do in your kitchen, because we're in the kitchen right now, if you're in your kitchen, you want to put granite countertops in, you can save a lot of money if you take out the old cabinets yourself and then ask the vendor if they have any extras from previous projects. But this isn't – you don't have to do all of these items to sell your home. It's just not that necessary. It's going to be more important to clean it and stage it, clean it and stage it. But I want to give you different tips. The appliances, people wonder whether it's worth it to sell without extra appliances, like you could sell it without a refrigerator. You usually need to have a stove, or if it's good to have updated appliances. And the studies show that updated appliances really do sell the kitchen more than the old ones. Again, you could give a credit. Depends on what you're going to do as far as how you dress up that kitchen. So we're going to go through just different items in your house. If you have a fireplace, you can update your fireplace, and you can get rid of those old, ugly-looking – I mean, well, I shouldn't say ugly-looking. Somebody may have them and love it. But the fireplace screen, if it's bent or rusty or anything like, get rid of it, and you can buy another one. You can get another one pretty that's cute. You can paint the brick on your fireplace. There's just so many different ways you can do that. And things like that really do brighten up the room. They give a lift to your fireplace. They're going to look really, really nice. And that depends on, so if you have an older one, usually that's going to be right. You can put a paint coat on those bricks. And you'd have to paint them like one at a time, so it would take you time. But some of them that look beautiful. It just depends on what it looks like now. But you could go room to room in your house and see what areas really need help and what don't. When you have hardwood floors, rather than having to redo all the floors, it is possible to just redo a couple planks and have that sanded and look like your whole entire room's been redone. So there's just so many ways to get in staging it quickly, but easily, much easier than spending a ton of money. Fireplaces are very attractive selling features too, if you have but I wouldn't go to the extremes. Windows, you know, we all have windows in our homes. You can actually make the window look much larger if you put the curtains up high and wide. So there's just little decorating tips instead of, you can go high and wide and kind of dress it up without having to spend a lot of money. Also, when we've got panels, you know, if there's like a wood panel, you could actually use wood filler and fill in all the cracks, and then you can paint it. Lots of people paint old wood panel, and it looks really pretty. They'll paint it white or a neutral color, and it really brightens up the room. People like built-in bookcases, but if you don't have them already, I wouldn't necessarily do that. depending on the amount of money you want to spend. When you're going, I want to go to the outside of the home, too, because you're doing the inside of the home, getting everything spotless, touching up, you know, touch up any little things that are breaking or broke. But when you go to the outside, somebody needs to work on the yard as well, and it really is a good idea to go across the street and look at your house from a distance so that you can see if anything's gutters are hanging, bushes need to be trimmed. You'll be able to really see what it looks like and try to dress it up but keep it simple. If you have decks, it's not necessarily if you have a really old beat-up deck, that's a different story, but it's not necessary. You may be able to stain the deck and make it look really pretty. You can use light stain instead of paint. Some people go for painting the deck. I definitely recommend light stain, not painting if you're selling your house. It looks a lot better. It's going to be easier for them to take care of. It'll give it more of a grainy look. You use a nice stain and then the shellac. Of course, you have to talk to the Home Depot or Lowe's to get into doing all that. If you have a patio, you can put a light coat of paint on the bricks. And then do light coat of paint on the bricks and then spray it with water and then dab it, and it gives it a neat look. There's just so many ways and so many tips that you can just freshen up and go through your whole house and not have to spend a ton of money doing it. It'll take some time, but if everybody gets involved in it, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it. We were talking about things to kind of get it ready before you've actually accessorized it, before you're doing a lot of the things with the furniture other than decluttering, declutter, decluttering, clean, clean, clean. So you go through the rooms and you go through, you know, whether it's carpet. If you have any carpet that smells like pets, any rugs that smell like pets, I'd just throw them out if you're selling. You can try to clean and try to get deodorizers, but you don't want people to walk into your house and it to smell like urine or pets or even a wet pet, because dogs get wet and they have that smell when it rains or they get, you know, wet. You don't want it to smell like you're covering it up with perfume or a bunch of air fresheners. It's really strong. It's nice if you walk into a house and it's comfortable scent with air fresheners. It's a nice, but not where it's like the Avon Lady blow up and it smells like you're definitely covering something up. So I would recommend if you have rugs or carpets that are smelly, you know, from that, get rid of them. Or if you have old musty curtains because you have damp rooms or something, I would change them out. Of course, you want to. You always have to disclose if you're having any water issues, but kind of get into all that. It's fun. You can make this a fun experience. A couple things. We're going to switch over just a few different tips. When you're selling and people are coming through your home, and a lot of agents and brokers know this already, but when you're the seller, it's hard not to go through and take people on a tour and say, I fix this, we did this, we did this, we did all these things. That's not the best thing to do when you're letting them go through and savor your home and see if they're interested in buying or not. It's better to let people go through and then to ask you any questions if they have them. You could always give somebody a list of your repairs, but it's just not a good idea to take them on that whole repair and renovation tour, because they need to enjoy it. They need to see if they like it. They need that time. I kind of always liken it to when you're buying clothes and you go into a store, a department store, and they say, do you need any help? And you either say, no, I'm just looking. I'll let you know if I need any help. They need that space, and you don't want to inundate them with them thinking, wow, there's all these things wrong with the house that you had to fix. That it just doesn't, there's a time and a place for that. Of course, disclosure is huge, but we're just talking about, you know, when you're in that, you're getting into that place and you're going to be going in to stage your house. Get rid of all your private papers, dirty laundry, bills, anything like that. You want to be able to have a place that when you're showing it, maybe you just have a box and put everything in and put it under the counter when people are coming through. You just want to make everything as clear and clear as it can be and clean and fresh. So we are going to go to a quick break and come right back and get into the actual, once you've got everything scrubbed and clean, painted where it needs painting, fixed up, then you can get into staging with the furniture and kind of moving things around with the art and doing that. We'll be right back. Radio, and this is Natalie Mullinex. We are discussing staging your home to sell. Very, very important. And get everybody involved. And we're doing a quick recap is to first get all the clutter out of your house. Empty your closets, your drawers. Just get rid of anything and everything and your garage, anything and everything that you are not taking with you when you move. And then after that, pack everything that's going to go with you when you move, that's clothes and, you know, your closets. You have lots of clothes that you aren't going to wear constantly all the time, probably. You have maybe other books, things that you're not, you know, that you go and grab at a moment's notice but you don't need all the time. I would just go ahead and pack everything and clear it up. You want to declutter your home. Get rid of the furniture that you don't need and you're not taking with you. Clear it out because you don't want too much furniture, except we'll need some pieces for accessorizing. So we're going to go back into now the fun part starts. Less furniture is better, but it's good to mix and match furniture. You can also go online. You can go to the stores. There's so many different things to buy that you can pick up really inexpensively. Walmart, I was having to pick up pillows and some things for a property of mine, actually, not too long ago that it was going to be rented at things. But I was just in there, and I just was picking up items and sheets and things like that, and I was shocked. They had these little tables, these little end tables. They were $10, and they were turquoise, and they were adorable. And I thought, $10? You've got to be kidding. It's like it is, and I went ahead and bought two, and I was so thrilled. You could just screw them together. You didn't even need any tools, and they're adorable, and they're colorful. So it's really good when you're staging to find colors. Different colors are awesome. They really stand out, but you don't want to paint your walls a bunch of colors. You just want to have colors in your pillows and curtains and accessories or different ornaments, and it's just good to do that and have colors. So brighten everything up. Make sure you get extra lighting. You want to have one big thing with houses, we usually use, 60 watts? You may want to go with 100 watt and brighten the rooms up, light up everything. You can rearrange your art and accessorize with different items. And they always say to accessorize in threes. So you can have a lot of fun doing this. And we talked about cleaning and painting and clean and fixing, doing all those things. There's just so many things. You can take different pieces of furniture if you have something and that needs to be fixed and transform it and use it. Switch the color around. It's just going to be, want things to stand out. And you want to stage it and get creative. You can decorate the pillows, just tables, art, lamps. Again, keep your walls neutral. You can pull your couches out away from your table. Away from the wall, I'm sorry, not away from the table, and accessorize. Definitely less is more, And you can stand back and you can see how beautiful everything can look. It's just so fun to stage a house. And one thing I wanted to mention that I hadn't mentioned before is your bedrooms. If it's a master bedroom and it looks like a man lives there or only a woman lives there, it's kind of good to kind of not – kind of mix and match so that it could be, you know, both sexes, both people could live in. You don't want anything to look too stark. And this isn't staging. This is just setting it up so that it works for people. Because they're the ones who have to live in the home. And make sure, so it's fun. You can have so much fun. You can pick up little pieces and just different knickknacks. It's just, you make a lot of fun with it and get your children involved. So, again, use about 100 watts for every 50 square feet of area. Access lighting. Bring in some plants. It's really nice to bring in some fresh look inside. You can find things online. There's a lot of different things you can find that are just, like, going to be cute little low-budget decorating. But you don't have to spend a lot, and you don't have to do a lot. It's also, they talk about mixing up. You can mix up, like, a coffee table with a different couch. It doesn't, not everything has to be where all the pieces match, because it's just, remember, you're getting that kind of like staging as a model. Go, you've been in open houses, you've been in new home models. Can also pick up ideas by going to the new home developments and going in the model. And when you go in the models, you'll see how there's not tons of furniture. There's just pieces of furniture. And the lighting's very bright. It's very, very important. Now, we've talked about a lot of things today. In our short time, we never have enough time to do it. And if you want more information, of course, go to realtyuniversal.com. Send us your questions. Send us your answers. Sure, there's lots of shows and things nowadays to find everything, but it's nothing like you going in and getting involved and doing this without spending a lot of money. It's a lot of fun. And as I was mentioning before, the way we live in a house and the way we sell it are two different things. So you want to have your house ready to show on a moment's notice, because it only takes one buyer. And get color is so, I mentioned it a couple times, but color is really, can really dress it up. And maybe it's not, you know, something you'd love totally, but it can be a little dramatic and fun. So we said we were going to talk about some tax planning, if you can take issues off, take any expenses off. And we're not allowed to give legal advice or accounting advice. We always have to tell you to go to your, talk to your tax accountant, talk to your attorney. So, but being in the business for over 30-some years, it's just easy for us. We kind of get used to this. But there, I'm taking this directly from aaii.com/journal, so that I'm giving you the correct information without giving you tax advice. But the article is written by Clarence Rose, and it's Tax Planning Considerations for the Sale of Your Home. It specifically states, and you want to check into this with your accountant, qualified fixing up expenses include repair work performed on the home to make it more saleable. In order to be deductible, fixing up expenses must be for repair work performed during the 90-day period just before, prior to the day the sales contract was signed. Fixing up expenses also must be paid for within 30 days of the signing of the sales contract in order to qualify as a deduction. You have other capital improvements that would be deducted over time as well. But this is for 90 days before you sell. And it states here the sales contract. So check into that, because there's a lot of things that you can deduct. Of course, you deduct your sales commission, taxes, expenses, things like that. But this is nice to know if you're fixing up your home, you can deduct certain items. Really important to do. So we are almost finished. I can't believe it goes by so fast. And I'm going to go over some tips for an open house. It ties in. Now, these are tips for an open house. Of course, you have to do. You want to do your advertising, have brochures, make sure you have good open house signs all over at different intersections, et cetera, so people know that you're having an open house. You're going to advertise online and many other areas and have brochures or sign in for people to do. So those are just tips that I know you already would know, I would hope. But tips I want to go over is make sure you have a sign-in sheet. It's really important to have a sign-in sheet so that you know who came in the house. Also, for safety reasons, if somebody, most people aren't going to sign in if they're doing something wrong, but they could. So it's really good to ask for their driver's license and license number. Don't feel funny about this, because if somebody's serious about buying a house, or they're really looking, they are not going to be uncomfortable with giving you this information. You know, or maybe they have a passport on them and not the license, or a state ID, but I would get that information. On your sign-in sheet, put down name, make sure you have name, contact, email, and phone number, and are you working with an agent or not, yes or no? Of course, agents and brokers listening to this, you're familiar with it, and you still want to ask people always if they're working with an agent. Yes or no. There's many reasons for this, because, and it also weighs in with commission, how much people are paying for commissions, things that come up later, and you want to find out right then and there and have it in writing if they're working with an agent or not. And for safety reasons, have people sign in. Please sign in, and then you can walk around, or we'll take you on a tour. When somebody's with an agent, let them go through by themselves. They don't need you to walk through with them. The only reason that it's important to, for safety reasons, not to just let people wander all over by themselves without anybody. But if there weren't any safety issues, I would always recommend that they go through fully by themselves so they can really get the feel for your home. But those are two different issues. So, of course, any clutter you have, clear it out. Clear it out, because you're going to have things you need every day that you use. So just take it all away for the open house. Take your pets out. Get a pet sitter. No litter boxes. Take all the feeding bowls. Put them all away. Of course, lock up any valuables. Also, empty out medicine cabinets or lock them. And Sunday is typically the best day to have an open house. In the afternoon, 1 to 4, 2 to 5. I always liked 3 to 5 as well, because people are out with the open houses, and then you actually are having your house open towards the end of the open house schedules that are pretty common, and most people by that time are still really serious too. So it's but Sundays afternoon are usually really the best time to do the open houses. It's a good idea to simmer cinnamon on the stove, have it smell like food and good food, and it's always enjoyable. You can bake bread. I actually did an open house years ago in the late 80s, and it was my listing, and people were Indian, and a lot of people buying right in that the certain few area were many times Indian, and I decided to use curry spice and simmer it and have it smell like curry, and the people that bought, they were Indian, and it was just nice, because it was just comfortable. But there's just different tips to do. It's funny, my son then was like about 9 or 10, and I guess I left the bottle out on the counter didn't realize it on the kitchen counter when I brought it back for the from the open house. And within a couple weeks, it wasn't that much longer, I'm smelling this smell. I'm like, what is going on? What is that smell? And it was the smell of curry. And I found out my son had knocked the bottle off the counter in the kitchen, and instead of telling me about it, swept it into the vent on the floor. So here, within a couple of weeks, we're smelling curry. It was pretty funny, pretty comical back then. I was like, oh, my goodness. So, but it works. I also remember selling another house in the late 80s, that I was showing, it wasn't my listing, it was someone else's listing. I was showing it during the Chinese New Year. The owners had a Chinese restaurant, this is over in Randallstown, and they had been cooking away for the holidays. And it smelled so good when we went in, it just smelled great. And I sold the home. And so when it comes to smells like food and good things like that, it's nice to have in your house. It's now smells like perfume that you're covering up carpet odor. No, don't do that. But you can have fun. You can really have fun. And there are tips. Definitely put all the lights on. Keep it as bright as possible, and spruce it up, and then enjoy getting ready to go to that next house. So is so many things you can do to stage and set it up, and if you're doing investment properties, same thing. Of course, you're not living in it, but it's frustrating when you're trying to sell your home. So if you can put up with doing all these things, get it done, and have more, it's going to make an easier sale for you, and then you'll be able to go on to your next house. So we are wrapping up staging your home to sell. Remember about being able to write off expenses within 90 days. Talk to your accountant about that. And be safe at the open house. Always have people sign in. And let us know how it goes. So let us know. You can email us at radio@realityuniversal.com or go to realityuniversal.com and give us your notes. And look forward to hearing from you. To everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.